All right. I feel like I have a concussion. I've never had a concussion before, but I feel like I have one now. Welcome to the podcast. My head hurts a lot. So today, earlier, I was laying down in bed, and if you have kids, this has happened to you. At least it happens with my children. It happened with my oldest when he was a baby, and it happened with my two-year-old today. They like dive at you, or they like head at you with their head. It's like a torpedo. They use their head to like just spear themselves at you. And it happens a lot in bed. So probably like when they're tired or they want to cuddle. So it's never with bad intentions. They're babies. They love you. But today my two-year-old did that as I was laying down, and he hit me in the back of my ear area on my head with his head, right? And immediately I felt pain. But as a mom, I'm thinking about him, and like, I didn't really hear him cry. And sometimes with kids, and it's happened to you because we've all been children, you know, that cry that comes later after like silence, that's the scariest cry to me. I notice it with my children. Like if one gets hurt really bad, he won't even cry. He's just like, ah, and then the cry comes. Okay, so that's what I was expecting, and I didn't hear it, but I was like, fuck, this shit hurts so bad. And Jorge was there, and I was like, dude, get the baby. And I was thinking, truly, if this shit hurts me really bad, it hurts him really bad. But he was fine. And it brought me to tears. I'm a crybaby, but it brought me to tears. It hurt me so much. He hit me like in the back of my ear area, but I feel it in my temple now. My right temple feels like it's throbbing, and it's going all the way to my eye. My eye feels, if you've ever had pink eye or like an infection in your eye, or if you've ever looked at the sun when you like when it was too bright for you and it like hurts your eyes, that pain, that soreness is what I feel in my right eye right now. And then I have a headache. I have a headache on the right side of my brain area. So I feel like I have a concussion. I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but this happened in the morning. This happened around, I want to say like 11 a.m. and it is now 7 p.m. and I'm still feeling it. And so I'm going to look up what concussions are, or symptoms of a concussion. And I think that I have that. And then also, I don't know what to do if it is a concussion. Okay. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, I Googled symptoms of a concussion, and it says, usually self-diagnosable, here is myself diagnosing. Symptoms may include headache, confusion, lack of coordination, memory loss, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, ringing in the ears, sleepiness, and excessive fatigue. Okay, so I have headache, yes. Confusion, not so much. Lack of coordination, no. The ringing in the ears. So I have two of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 10 symptoms. So maybe I don't have a concussion. Let's see. Let's keep looking. Let's keep looking until it tells me that I have a concussion. Common symptoms after a concussive traumatic brain injury are headache, loss of memory, and confusion. The amnesia usually involves forgetting the event that caused the concussion. Oh, okay, then I don't, because I remember that shit. But I have a really bad headache because of it. It's been tripping me out all day. Like, I'm just waiting for it to stop. When he hit me, I was like in bed, like, okay, this is gonna, like, you know, sometimes you get hit and then the pain wears off. So I was waiting for the pain to wear off, and it didn't. I was like, okay, let me stand up and walk around. Let me take deep breaths. Maybe my head needs oxygen now. And it still felt weird. But yeah, maybe I'm just being a baby, because that's not a concussion. So yeah, in case this has happened to you, same. Oh, I want to call this episode relationship. Instead of relationship, you get it? Okay, so in my house, we have a bathroom that's next to our room. We have two other bathrooms. We have a bathroom on the other side of the house, and then one that was, I think it was the closet, and then the past owner converted it to a bathroom, and it's by the other bathroom. That's why I know it wasn't meant to be. They're like right next to each other, across from each other. But when we moved in, I made sure to tell my husband, that's your shit bathroom. Like, that's the bathroom you go poop in. Because I don't want to be in my room. And since the bathroom is right next, like, it's a part of the room. It's one of those. Someone poop in there and then the room stinks, right? Look at this type of content. Okay, so I'm like, I don't want to be in the room and it smells like poop. So when you need to use the restroom to go number two, use that restroom. And clearly me, I'm a girl. I use the one in the room because I don't know if you know this, guys, but girls' poop doesn't smell. Or at least it doesn't smell to the point where it's going to stink up a room. And that's my statement, and I'm staying true to it, okay? All right, so we've been in there for about 3 or 4 years. And for those 3 or 4 years, I have rarely, if ever, gone into the poop bathroom. Usually my husband uses it, my dad uses it, or when people are over for parties or guests, they go use that restroom or the one that's right next to it. And I, because I'm like always in my room, I go to the one in my room. So that's the dynamic of the household and bathrooms. Now, again, I gotta give you further context. My husband, in the beginning of the pandemic, when everyone was stocking up on toilet paper, he has a homie that works at like a party supply store in downtown LA. And if you've ever been to downtown LA to get like a piñata or to get like party supplies or like balloons or anything, his homie's family owns one of those types of establishments, right? And inside those establishments, you not only have party shit, you also have essentials. Long story short, he hooked my husband up with some toilet paper. This toilet paper, however, is like, and I'm not, again, I am, because I use it. I am not discrediting this toilet paper. It is still toilet paper, and I'm thankful that we even have toilet paper. It's one ply. It's like the toilet paper that is in the public parks, that it's like see-through. Basically, that's the toilet paper that he gave him. And so then I'm just thinking, okay, we're stocking up in case of emergency. We're not really going to use this toilet paper. This is like a just if anything ever happens and we need toilet paper and we don't have it, we're going to use it. But more and more often, I'm seeing this toilet paper pop up in my bathroom. Now, I will take accountability and say I don't change the toilet paper in the bathrooms. Either my husband or my dad does it. I don't know. It's not one of my chores, or I'm not the one that re-ups. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe now I'm going to be more intentional about it. But more and more, I'm finding that the toilet paper I have to use is this one ply. It's all good, whatever. If these are the times that we're going to go into that one ply supply, fuck it. I'm for it. So that's context on that. The other day, I was in the living room and I really needed to use the restroom. And the closest restroom to the living room is the poop bathroom, or the bigger one. But the poop bathroom is like on the side of the hall that the living room is. So I go into the poop bathroom. This is so TMI. I'm so sorry. But just FYI, everyone uses the bathroom. So I have to talk about using the bathroom sometimes if I'm going to really tell you about my life. All right. So I went into that bathroom and I used the restroom. And then when I go to get the toilet paper, it is the fluffiest, thickest toilet paper I've ever seen in the house. Like, even if I didn't have the one ply toilet paper, the toilet paper that I would use is not this fluffy and is not this thick. And then I look, because we have the toilet paper holder. This is hilarious. The toilet paper is in the little roll thingy. And then there's another toilet paper stand that has like 3 rolls inside. And those 3 rolls are also the very fluffy, very plied, very thick toilet paper. And I'm like, This motherfucker uses the good toilet paper and gives me the one ply toilet paper. I thought he was supposed to love me. Because we've gotten so accustomed to, like, I use the restroom in the bedroom. He'll use it to shower and he'll use it to brush his teeth and all of that stuff. And he never really uses that toilet. And I've never really used the one that he does. And I go in there and I was like, this motherfucker, really? Wow, this is marriage. This is love. And he came home that day and I confronted him about it. And I was like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. So, and I explained it all about how I went into that restroom after having not gone in it for years. And the toilet paper is so fluffy and nice. Nothing like the one-ply see-through toilet paper I use in our bathroom. And he said, oh, I just use whatever's in the closet, because we have like a towel area in the hall too. He's just nonchalantly like, oh, I just use whatever's there. And it's like, that is very strange that whatever's there for your toilet and whatever is there for my toilet are two completely different things. And he's like, well, maybe it's your dad that puts that toilet paper in the other restroom. And I'm like, oh yeah, maybe it's just my dad. That's like, I'm like, it's funny to me that I would never ever, regardless of if I got the one ply toilet paper, but that I would never get that thick fluffy one, even if by chance, even if I were just like picking and whoa, whatever shows up, right? And so then he's like, well, maybe you should change the toilet paper then. Maybe that should tell you something to change the toilet paper. And now the way my brain works is like, oh my god, was this his strategy to get me to start doing this chore? Because now I'm gonna do it. Now I'm gonna be very intentional about the toilet paper that is used in our bathroom, because I thought I could trust the people I inhabit that household with apparently I can't. So yeah, that's the thing. And I wanted to ask, if you're in a relationship or if you're roommates with someone, is there something that you hog that you intentionally quality up yourself versus quality down them? It could be the body wash. It could be the toilet paper. It could be something in the kitchen. It could be a chair. You let me know, because I really want to know if this happens in other households. That's why I'm sharing this. I can't be alone. All right, let's get to the love. Before a few episodes ago, I went on Instagram and I asked people to share with me what they like about the podcast, and I wanted to shout them out. So let me go into that. And I got so much love back. These are some that stuck out. So Cheekies_Fleekies_ said, "You're just real. I think of you as a friend in my head. LOL. Honest, raw, super LA. That is like, if I could have a definition, that's what my definition would be. Think of me like your friend. Honest, raw, super LA. Shark Ramirez says, "I relate with 95% of what you say. The other 5 is you putting me on new ideas." Fuck, that shit is fire. That is so awesome. Thank you, Shark. It's.me.jrg said, "The fact that it's a vibe, like sitting on the porch on a Cali summer night listening to the homegirl." You guys, like, I swear to God, sometimes I trip up and I think, damn, how am I coming across? Or like, is this too weird? Or is this like TMI, like this combo I just had? And that type of shit makes me feel like, no, you're hitting it on the head. What you want to be perceived like and how you want people to know you is how they're getting you. Aw, and my phone died. Yay, boo. Okay, so those are the few that my phone let me shout out. And I just want to send love back, because I started this podcast not really having an intentional route for it. And it's still small and it's still working its way up and it's still blossoming as a podcast. But the people that are here, oh my God, you don't know how much I love you. Especially because it's so small and you'd have to gone out of your way to look for me, to find me, to click on it, to listen to me, and to continue listening to me. So that doesn't get lost on me. I appreciate that so much. And these past few podcast episodes have been about just internal work, about manifestation work, and about business stuff. And I've shied away or haven't really spoken about my true passion, which I feel is the reason why a lot of people even know me in the first place, and that's just being a hip hop head. So I want to get to that. I want to get back to that, but I also understand that I got to let this free flow and be what it is going to be in that moment. So in this moment, it was relationship. Oh, I wanted to pray. I wanted to pray to start this off. I wanted to pray in the beginning of the podcast, but we're going to intermission pray, okay? I'll tell you how it relates to hip hop when we're done. And if you catch it before I say it, you're my homie. Okay, let us pray. Father, thank you for making me righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favors surround me as a shield, and the first thing that people come in contact with is my favor shield. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I receive preferential treatment, and I have special privileges. I am God's favorite child. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase in promotions. I declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of adversaries and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and expansion of territory. Because I am highly favored by God, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles that I don't even have to fight, because God fights them for me. This is the day, the set time, the designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. If you're wondering why this is hip hop, or if you've caught on already, shout out to DMX. This is his The Prayer 5. One thing that I think we lost along the way when we talk about DMX or we talk about hip hop or faith in hip hop is how much of it he had, especially throughout his albums. His prayers were some of my favorite things that he would incorporate into his albums. And I never thought that God was out of hip hop because I have favorite rappers and rappers that I love listening to like DMX. But that shit would probably get taken down whatever streaming service if I played it. So I had to recite it. And I think it's a good recital. So if you ever need prayer, especially to start your day, please, please, please play that back after the shit talk. Oh, this is so cute to be here. But yeah, I feel like listening to that again, I'm like, oh, I need to hear this every day. And as it pertains to DMX, a lot of his prayers were sad or dark or very observant and very pleading kind of. But this one was more of an affirmation prayer. And so this is why it's one of my favorite prayers from DMX. So I had to share it. And yeah, I love that we got to do that right now. My head really, really hurts and I wish I could go on, but this shit is hurting and I have a light in my face because I'm trying to video record this. So I'm going to stop here. I know you hate how short my podcasts are. That's one of the things that was said that I remember from the like, hey, give me your feedback. It's like, these things are short. I'm sorry. I'm short. Yeah. If you need prayer, there it was. If you have a relationship where someone is a hog of something quality, just know you're not alone. I'm here with you. And also if your kids butt you in the head with their head, right here with you too. I'll talk to you again next week. Since this one's so short, hopefully I can just record something else this week and my head doesn't hurt anymore. Okay.